Good morning. Welcome to the Odyssey Board meeting for November 20th. We'll start with the, it's 6 o'clock. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you all. I've heard from Val that there are no public comments sent in earlier. Looking around the room, does anyone have any public comments? Anyone raising their hand online? I don't see anything. All right, we'll head on to the standard order of business. Approval of previous month's minutes, we do not have yet. The audio will be posted. We'll get the draft out before the next meeting. I know how difficult and timely that is. It's not quick. We'll move on to the head of school report.
Head of school report. Thank you, everybody. Godspeda.
Godspeda.
Diane.
Cindy.
Yes.
Cole.
Today is Giving Back Wednesday for Odyssey. So we had a very special day today where a lot of SMLP members and our members and staff were serving food. We did turkey and stuffing and gravy for everybody. And these are some of the pictures that you see up here from today's shenanigans. It was a lot of fun. The kids are all very, very happy to have some turkey and Thanksgiving style foods. So that was really, really awesome. And we really appreciated the opportunity to give back a little bit. And on that goal, one of the big themes of Odyssey this year is to make sure that we are giving thanks back to those that are make our organization great. So we started a new initiative this year. It's called the Pilotimo in Action Awards. And so today, being that it's on the eve of when we would be thinking about these things anyway, we are going to announce the very first winners district-wide of the Pilotimo in Action Awards. And these are members of our community who continuously demonstrate the spirit of Pilotimo through their actions because they're dedicated to doing the right thing for the community, all while never asking for anything in return. These special people will be recognized in a special ceremony and luncheon in the coming days. Thank you to all our winners for your extraordinary efforts to make Odyssey great. Our next awards will be in February of 2025 for the Winter Pilotimo in Action Awards. So for the fall recipients, we have Karen Erskine, who is our grades 6 to 12 instructional coach. We have Andriana Zinoudis, who is our marketing and development officer. We have, somebody's going to help me with the last name, maybe Polish, so you may be able to help. Diane.
How many is she called to?
Is it?
Diana
Quaz. I apologize for not knowing that. Our school psychologist. We have Anna Zurna, who's a math teacher from the Greek program, who just got here from Greece, is out in lower school car line every single day, no matter what, helping us out. David Smith from facilities, electrician. This man is everywhere. I mean, he is absolutely everywhere at all times. So we thank him for his service. And then we have Michelle Lagarelli, our compliance specialist in food service. We thank her for all her. We have Brittany Bachetta, who's an intermediate school special education teacher. Thank you for all that. We have Lambreni Mustafa and Lauren Clark from the middle school, who've taken on a lot of extra duties during our transition time, and we really appreciate them for their efforts as well. Alex Burris, IT. There was a reason why you had that face on you.
Was that last second edit?
I told you there was a hint. You should stay a little longer today. You can go now, by the way. next up, we have Cindia Maldonado. And we have Courtney Saxton, who's the office manager at the intermediate school. Thank you, Courtney. And then we have Christina Allura, who's from the transportation department and keeps our buses on time at a rate of 99.9%. Mary Barrera, reading interventionist from the lower school, with us for a very long time, always doing everything she can for our kiddos. Meredith Hooper, high school social studies teacher. She also did an incredible job this summer bringing in those kids from out of state and hosted an entire program. We really appreciated her for that. Next up, Amanda Lighty, high school assistant principal. We've been down in testing coordinator, and Amanda has done tremendous work keeping us afloat in this very difficult time, and we really appreciate her efforts. She's also new to the school and already demonstrating top-notch pilotismo across the board. Thank you, Amanda. And those are our recipients for this session. Of course, everybody in the school displays high levels of pilotismo. We're proud of everybody in the school. But we are extraordinarily impressed and inspired by these people every day and what they do for our organization. So we thank them very much. Okay, moving on to other orders of business. I did email everything to everyone so that we can review. I'm going to spend time on the things that I highlighted so we're not talking about everything. Goal one, project updates. The cafeteria in Building 20 is going to open up on December 1st. So amen to that. That's been a long project, and it's going to look beautiful in there. We're really excited about that. And if you don't know, it used to be the commissary for
DuPont
before we got here, and now it's going to be a really nice space for our kids. So we're really excited to get that open. The high school elevator's finally going to open, too. We're waiting for the final permit inspection. So, amen, the elevator. The turf fields look phenomenal.
They do.
Absolutely phenomenal. And the you know, all the inserts are in. The bleachers are up. The press box is ready to roll. When you walk on there, it's nice and plush and soft and beautiful. Obviously, the lights are up. So it's just phenomenal. So the end of November, there really shouldn't be very much more after the end of November for that. So we're really excited about that. And Building 27 architects are lining up their teams to get the survey work done. And we're working on the updated schedules based on the design. And then we'll move it on to our little committee to figure out some other aspects of it. For our second goal, the interventions are moving accordingly. We already have them all in place, wind time and stuff like that. We talked about that in the last board meeting. In our third goal, we have a couple things that are really important and some more things to highlight. Number one, the 26th of November is our step up days for the middle school and for the high school. So that's the fifth graders that will potentially become sixth graders next year. They get to experience what it's like to be in the middle school, and the high schoolers, the eighth graders that are going to become high schoolers, they get to experience what it's like to be in the high school. This is part of our comprehensive plan for an enrollment strategy. This year, we're also going to be adding in January 2025 a seventh grade targeted recruitment based on interest. So we're going to be putting them in small groups based on what they're looking for in high schools, because part of our research has indicated that they are making their decisions in seventh grade, not eighth grade. Families are making their decisions in seventh grade. And that has a lot to do with the way that the window works out. So you got entry applications before then. So we want to make sure that all of these kids know what we have to offer in the high school level before they're making those decisions. So we're excited to add that to it. We're also excited to announce on the 16th of January is our first ever and only, hopefully, Chill and Cheer Fest, which is the unveiling of the new state-of-the-art athletic fields complex to our OCS community. This is not the unveiling outwardly. This is the unveiling inward for us. So that's on the 16th. We're in the planning phase of that. We'll have some more information coming up soon, but please save the date. It's going to be a fun, fun night. Preview night is the night where we invite all people that have applied to the school and have filled out applications for enrollment, stuff like that, to come see the entire program. That's on February 27th. That's another date that you should really have in your calendars and make sure that you have it available, because it's a wonderful event and there's thousands of people here. It's really quite inspiring. The last one, which is still tentative, is the grand opening of our athletic complex with press, dignitaries, and lots of celebrations. That is looking like it's going to be the 9th of April. Okay, so that's kind of like a save the date for now. We also have some, we've done a lot more analysis and studying of the way that enrollment happens for our school. And so we have a lot of new information that we didn't ever have at this organization. Good news is on a year-to-year comparison, our applications overall are up by 11% this year. And even more importantly, kindergarten is up by 48%.
Wow.
48% increase in applications. Sixth grade, 36% increase in applications. Ninth grade, 30% increase in applications. So it's clear that the combination of all of these factors, marketing, the fields, the press that Odyssey has received is having the impact that we're looking for. So we're excited about that. Very excited. And then for goal four, we announced the end of the quarter celebrations or the fall quarter celebrations already. I wanted to start with that so people can remember their days, and congratulations for that. A couple other things that are coming up that are important to note within our schools. The anti-bullying assemblies are happening beginning tomorrow. And there's also the Gobble Fest, which occurred today, that we talked about. And there's a PTO turkey trot. Is that what it's called, the turkey trot? And that is happening tomorrow and the next day on the fields. So we're going to kind of break the fields in a little bit.
That's
more.
Nice.
And we have the buildings will have their PBIS awards and their Piloti Bowl awards that are happening in early December for the first semester of school as well. And our next board meeting will announce some of our student award winners as well. And we'll probably bring some of them in. We'll be really excited about that. And past that, the next update I have for everyone, it has to do with transportation. I know that sometimes folks get upset with us because not all our buses can be on time all of the time, but we do want to remind folks that we do have a tracker for these things. And the high school, middle school bus has 760 routes completed, and we're 99.99% on time. Intermediate and lower school, 640 routes completed, and we're 99.94% on time. And so although we want 100% all the time, there are going to be moments where the bus is going to be late, or there's going to be an accident, or there's going to be a broken bus, or something's going to happen. But we pride ourselves on being able to get where we need to be on time almost every single time.
Has general feedback on the new tracker app been positive? Because I know they switched the tracker.
I don't know that it's been positive. I haven't heard people celebrating yet. So.
But nobody's openly complaining.
I think it's more functional.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's working better.
Okay.
That I know that it's more accurate
than
the previous tracker, but I haven't heard people, you know.
No one praises technology when it works.
Only when it doesn't.
I have a question.
Make sure they tell you yes.
It's just a general question. Is there a crisis plan in place for the buses and transportation if school for some unknown reason, some crisis reason, has to close at noon early?
Yeah.
And the kids have been sent home and parents notified. Is there a plan in place to make sure that?
We've done that before. We've had it already. It's happened.
Okay.
Whether it's because a pipe burst or there's something else going on or weather related, we've had to do that before.
And backup for parents that are unable to get home to pick
we usually have to keep daycare here until we can get people out of here.
Fire in the lower school.
Yeah, I was gonna say we had a fire.
Fire lower school a couple years ago as well. So, Yes, and fortunately, because we have a significant fleet, we can do it. Might not be the most timely, because if you have to get everybody home on a bus, then you're adding more people, that's adding more routes. But yes, there's definitely. The gala is on the 1st of February. Another thing for us to remember. The last thing I have for us that I want to bring to our attention is the ACTFL Convention 2024 is in Philadelphia. The Greek department will be sending Dr. Lukaku, Kiriamika, Nikitantoulou, Tina Iliadis, Maria Mikhaila, Maria Paraponiari, Anastasia Akintidi, and who is it, Alexopoulou and Karayani, are those last two? I can't hear, but yes.
Zoe and Penelope.
Penelope, yeah. Okay, so we're asking for approval for them to go to the ACTFL conference. When is that? What date is that? I don't see the date.
On Friday, this Friday.
This Friday. The weather may be bad. I don't know if they say that.
Okay, and that's it. I promise I'd stay within my 15 minutes.
Can you send out your
notes
to the board? We didn't get it in advance.
I did. I sent it.
Then see. Just send it again, or just send it to me.
Okay.
Maybe I'm the one. It's entirely possible that I delete things. Technology. It's baffling. So we need a motion for the out-of-state travel. I'm looking at you guys.
I motion to approve.
Nice. I second.
Beautiful. Any discussion? Motion approved. Oh, sorry. We have to vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes.
I'm the new guy.
All right.
It's tough being the new guy.
It is tough being the new guy. Dr. Yolanda, the Greek report.
Kalispera. So I will start with our monthly Greek department meeting. We had it on the first Wednesday of November. And this time it was mainly a Q&A session with parents asking questions, mainly about the FLES program. And I encourage again all parents and everybody who is interested in the Greek program to join these meetings. It's the first Wednesday of every month at 5:00. And it's FLES immersion, so immersion and non-immersion. The second item that I have for us is that this year we launched the Students Exchange Program with the American School of Athens, the Pierce College. If you remember, I was not here, but I know that this program started before COVID. So in 2019, we had students coming to us. So we had Pierce students visiting Odyssey. And the plan was to have Odyssey students visiting Athens in 2020. And of course, it never happened. But now we are restarting the program this spring. Late spring, we will welcome a group of students from Pierce, and next year we will have students visiting Athens from us. The next one, I would like to speak again about our ongoing Greek program initiative, and the initiative is I Speak in Greek, so Milao Elinika. We encourage our students in both programs to increase their production of oral language in the classroom and outside the classroom. So we want them to speak to their teachers in Greek, but also to start speaking in Greek to their peers. So don't forget, everybody, I speak in Greek, Milao Elinika. Even if you know a Kalimera, Kalispera, Tikanis, use it when you see OCS students. To further enhance this initiative, we started focused PLCs with all Greek language teachers once a month to share and practice strategies and best practices to develop the speaking in Greek. And the last one is, Ilias spoke already about this, the ACTFL convention this Friday. It's a convention by ACTAFEL, the American Council on Teaching of Foreign Languages. It's the largest association for foreign languages in the States. And this year we're very lucky because it's happening in Philadelphia, so next door. And we will have a larger group of teachers attending the event. And also we're going to present in this event. It's going to be me and Missy Liadis. And we will present what else? Odyssey, a successful model of DLI, Dual Language Immersion Program, in a less commonly taught language on Friday afternoon. That's the day that we present. All right. Let me know if you have any questions for me.
Ioana, where in Philadelphia will take place? Where in Philadelphia?
I don't remember. It's in a hotel, a convention center. I can send you the information.
Okay, that's fantastic. I'm curious, that's all.
I will send you the details.
Fine. Okay.
Παρακαλώ.
All right. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thank you.
On to the financial review.
Sure. Let's do it. Right. So we are going to be looking at the monthly finance report for October 31st, 2024, which represents 4 months or one third of the fiscal year. Revenues collected to date are $35.3 million or 61% of the budget. Talk a little more about that in a minute. Here's the detail on those. We did receive probably a good, the final preload of the local funding, with the final coming through December after now the unit count was complete. We received all of the consolidated grant federal money that we had budgeted, and we received the reimbursement draw from our capital fund in the previous months, voucher payment to SCG for our next turf field payment installment. Expenses to date are $17.5 million and encumbrances of $140,000, representing 35% of the budget. Post September 30th unit count, the local funding, as we mentioned in the last meeting, local funding trending lower by approximately $700,000, with state funding trending higher by approximately $700,000. Analysis of projecting the expenditures forward taking place currently. An SCG TURF invoice for $956,000 was processed in October. The transfer from the capital fund is being requested in November. Tuition tax information has been sent to the Delaware Charter School Network as of November 14th. The new state code will fund the charters at 50% of their allocated amounts in FY25, which we budgeted but have not yet received. Yeah, we anticipate that in December or January. To date, $413,000 of expenses have been coded to federal funds out of the prelim budget amount of $1.28 million. On the capital side, Elias touched on most of this. Turf field project, everything inside of the curbs is completed, with landscaping and fencing and scoreboards being completed by the end of the month. There were speakers and camera demos that have taken place, and so we're working with vendors on those. The Building 27 design contractor, DCI, now has provided the approved building layout designs to their design team and are updating their schedules for that. And the Building 20 cafe demo reno construction is going to be completed on December 1st. Any questions on any of that?
Thank you. Looking for a motion to post the web report.
I am moving.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Thank you for the monthly report. We have to go over the audit.
We already went over the audit.
Do you need any action?
Mm-hmm. That was more of an FYI.
Okay.
We went over it in draft form, and this is just the final.
Okay.
And the changes were all as discussed.
On the turf field, we need action on that too.
Yes. Change order number 3, which relates to the stormwater chambers that was discussed, I believe, in the May board meeting at length with their contractor.
Mm-hmm.
I think we received approval to move forward with completing the action because without it, there was no turf field.
Right.
But I need to move forward with paying them for that change order. So I couldn't recall if we had approval officially for that change order, and if not, if we could receive it.
Plain and safe. So I'm looking for a motion to approve the change order for the stormwater retention project.
I move we approve it.
Second?
Second.
So second. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? So approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
If we'd said no, would they have taken them out?
Dig the whole thing up.
For a long couple of months for me, probably. Trying to throw up the money, but yes.
I'm not sure if it's in your purview or not, but we got the MOU. For the contract
discussion, or are you good?
I
don't know what.
I think it's more informational for that, and then we could probably.
I thought we were approving it.
Did they need board approval?
So what we're talking about is the accepting the prior experience toward the annual salary of both paraprofessionals and custodial positions.
Yeah.
They just got through the cracks when we read everybody else's matching prior experience. So it's very fair.
Yeah.
So I just need a motion to approve the MOU as presented.
Yeah. Fair motion. I like it, but I will just bring the form.
Need a second.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Bridget will have that second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right. Motion passes. Thank you. Thanks for being here. Questions arose. committee reports. Citizens Budget and Oversight Committee meet yet?
Did meet.
Nice.
We discussed the monthly web report and reviewed the PCARD statements and PCARD transactions for the month of September over $1,000. The supplemental documentation was provided.
Okay. You touched on the fundraising development, strategic planning we haven't started. Diversity and equity inclusion, we haven't done anything with. Accountability, we also haven't done anything with. Anyone from the PTO on that wants to chime in on the wonderful things we do to support us? No, that's okay. We appreciate everything you do for us anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly heard from the Greek program. And Dr. Yolanda, I'll start making a point of hitting that Greek meeting the first Wednesday of every month at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Safety and security. Safety and security, we talked about the bus plans, talked about the lights. Nothing from the neighbors about safety and security.
No.
Quiet is good. No additional finance. Go to the school. Anyone? Okay, I'll take that one. Delaware Online has a lovely photo expose of three of our people. Coach Burris. Took two of our seniors down to the University of Delaware Fieldhouse early November for their media day. So there's some nice pictures of Andre Purnell and Aiden Moody in their basketball finery. And it's not just like one little picture. It's several good sized pictures. You have to scroll for a while. So it's wonderful that they're out there representing Odyssey in the public face. So kudos to them. I don't believe we need an executive session. I think we're moving at a pretty good clip. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Okay, Cindy.
Unless anyone has anything else.
I'm also.
I'll move we adjourn.
All right, second.
Okay.
All right, Costas, we'll give you the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Any abstaining? All right.
Very good.
Motion passed. Everyone, thank you very much for attending. Thanks for being brief. Thanks for paying attention. And thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Meetings ended at 6:30. One.
I think that's a record.
That is good.
I believe my previous record was 37.